This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our weekly Veterans News Report. If you're filing your taxes online this year, watch for signs of tax identity theft, like someone using your Social Security number to file and claim a tax refund. One way you'll know it is if it's if the IRS rejects your tax return once you file. Learn to protect yourself while filing online and what to do if someone steals your tax refund. If you use tax preparation software like TurboTax, H&R Block, TaxAct, or TaxSlayer, protect your account by using two-factor authentication. And requiring two or more credentials to log in makes it even harder for scammers to get into your account, even if they get your username and password. And always file early, if you can, before anyone else files using your personal information. But even if you're careful, someone might still use your Social Security number to steal your refund. Now, if the IRS rejects the tax return you submitted online or through a tax preparer, it could just mean missing or incorrect information. But if the IRS says there's more than one tax return filed in your name, or they see income from an employer you know you don't work for, that's identity theft. Don't panic, but do act quickly to communicate with the IRS. And here's how. Report it to identitytheft.gov using as many details as possible. The site will create an FTC identity theft report, an IRS identity theft affidavit, and a personal recovery plan. To submit your IRS identity theft affidavit through identitytheft.gov. This tells the IRS to begin investigating your case, or get the identity theft affidavit, IRS form 14039, and submit it by mail. In 2024, 53% of men and 47% of women reportedly experienced some form of romance scam in an online dating environment. Romance scams targeting veterans often begin innocently on dating apps or websites, social media platforms, or even through email. Scammers create convincing personas and may pose as fellow veterans, active duty military personnel, or individuals with shared interests and experiences. A con artist will invest time and effort into building rapport with a veteran, gradually earning their trust and affection. Examples of romance scams, as detailed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, could include a scammer impersonating a deployed member of the military or celebrity, gaining the veteran's trust before eventually taking advantage of the romantic connection that has been created to request money. Some scammers will make plans to meet the veteran or even propose marriage through messages, but the reality is they will likely never meet. The connection the veteran believed in will be forever broken once the fraud is exposed. If something feels off or too good to be true, veterans must trust their instincts and use these tips to stay safe. 1. Exercise caution with unsolicited contacts. Be skeptical of unexpected messages or friend requests, particularly from those claiming to be military personnel or veterans. Relationships that escalate rapidly warrant extra scrutiny. Always verify the identity of new online acquaintances, especially if they request money or personal information. 2. Protect your information. Refrain from sharing sensitive personal or financial details online, especially with individuals you haven't met in person. Learn how to spot and avoid scammers on dating sites and social media who will build trust, fabricate emergencies, and request money. Be mindful about disclosing information related to your military service, family, or finances. Be careful of financial requests. Approach requests for money or financial help with caution, especially if they come unexpectedly or seem excessive. A genuine romantic interest should not pressure you for financial assistance early in an online relationship. Trust your instincts. If something seems too good to be true or raises red flags, trust your gut feeling. It's wise to step back and assess the situation critically. Don't hesitate to consult with trusted friends or family when in doubt. Report suspicious activity. If you encounter any suspicious behavior or believe you might be targeted by a scam, it's critical to report it immediately. This includes notifying the platform where the interaction occurred and submitting a report to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. For suspected VA benefits fraud, call the VA benefits hotline at 1-800-827-1000. For all non-veteran affairs related fraud, reach out to the Federal Trade Commission. More than 64,000 romance scams were reported in 2023, according to the FTC, totaling $1.14 billion in losses. By remaining vigilant and following these tips, veterans can protect themselves and others from romance scams that can lead to heartbreak and breaking the bank. Atlanta VA doctor sentenced for sexually assaulting a female veteran patient. Rajesh Matahali Patel of Lilburn, Georgia, was sentenced to 2 years in prison to be followed by 15 years of supervised release for violating his patient's constitutional right to bodily integrity while acting under color of law and for the offense of abusive sexual contact. While a physician at the Atlanta VA Medical Center, Patel sexually assaulted a female veteran patient doing what should have been a routine medical exam in January 2020. The VA OIG investigated this case. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Doug Collins delivered an uplifting message today as VA employees nationwide return to in-person work. This transition follows President Trump's January 2025 presidential memorandum directing federal agents to phase out telework and resume office-based operations, reinforcing the importance of collaboration and efficiency in delivering services to veterans. This is an exciting day. VA employees are coming back to work all across the nation, Secretary Collins said, and I think that's a great thing. In his video message, Secretary Collins emphasized the benefits of in-person work and the positive impact it will have on the VA's mission to serve veterans with excellence. VA's phased approach ensures a smooth transition while taking individual circumstances into account. The department is committed to balancing adherence to the President's directive with necessary accommodations for all employees currently on telework agreements. By July 2025, all personnel are expected to be working on-site, creating a dynamic and engaging work environment. At the end of the day, it's about getting us back to work, focused on the mission, and that mission is the veteran, Collins said. VA remains committed to supporting its workforce through this transition while ensuring the highest level of service for veterans. And the Department of Veterans Affairs today announced the dismissal of more than 1,400 employees in non-mission critical positions. In the meantime, VA continues to hire for more than 300,000 mission critical positions that are exempt from federal hiring freezes. VA positions considered mission critical include veterans crisis line responders, among other roles. VA positions considered non-mission critical include DEI-related positions, among other roles. Those dismissed today are bargaining unit probationary employees who have served less than a year in a competitive service appointment or who have served less than 2 years in an accepted service appointment. Personnel moves will save the department more than $83 million per year, and VA will redirect all of those resources back toward health care, benefits, and services for VA beneficiaries. There are currently nearly 40,000 probationary employees across the department, the vast majority of whom were exempt from today's personal actions because they serve in mission-critical positions, primarily those supporting benefits and services for VA beneficiaries. VA employees who elected to participate in the Office of Personnel Management's Deferred Resignation Program are also exempt from today's personal action. As an additional safeguard to ensure VA benefits and services are not impacted, the first Senior Executive Servicer, or SES, equivalent leader in a dismissed employee's chain of command, can request that the employee be exempted from removal. Today's action follows other dismissals VA announced back in February 13th and are part of a government-wide Trump administration effort to make agencies more efficient, effective, and responsive to the American people. To that end, VA is refocusing on its core mission, providing the best possible care and benefits to veterans, their families, caregivers, and survivors. These and other recent personnel decisions are extraordinarily difficult, but VA is focused on allocating its resources to help as many veterans, families, caregivers, and survivors as possible, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. These moves will not hurt VA health care, benefits, or beneficiaries. In fact, veterans are going to notice a change for the better. In the coming weeks and months, VA will be announcing plans to put these resources to work, helping the department fulfill its core mission, providing the best possible care and benefits to veterans, their families, caregivers, and survivors. Physical therapy clinic owner in Hawaii sentenced for health care fraud. Stephen Timothy Wells, the owner of Oahu Spine and Rehab, was sentenced to 9 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release for health care fraud. From July 2013, through early 2020, Wells submitted false claims for payment for physical therapy services to TRICARE and Medicare. Wells used individuals not trained in physical therapy to provide services to patients. He admitted that he knew these individuals were not authorized providers and that he could not legitimately bill TRICARE and Medicare. Nevertheless, Wells billed the programs as though the services had been provided by licensed practitioners. As part of his sentence, Wells was also ordered to pay restitution totaling $392,157.20. This case was investigated by the VAOIG, HHSOIG, the FBI, and Defense Criminal Investigative Service. For many veterans, the transition to civilian life comes with challenges. Excuse me. The Veterans Community Support Program, VCS, by Next Mission, provides a comprehensive one-on-one support program to address the unique needs of veterans and their families, and its services range from transition, education, employment, career mentorship, financial wellness, healthcare, homelessness, mental health, suicide prevention, VA benefits, veteran special support, and veteran wellness. Veterans and their families should not have to face life challenges alone. The VCS program provides a one-stop option to tap into problem-solving assistance, and it leverages veteran service organizations to address needs across the board spectrum. Tackling life stressors help improve overall well-being and reduces compounding the stress for veterans and their families. Upon enrollment, a VCS representative reaches out within 1 to 2 business days to schedule a one-on-one consultation. The VCS representative develops a plan to address the identified needs. The VCS representative personally assists in problem solving or conducts an introduction with one or more partnered VSOs to address each specific need of the veteran. The VCS representative remains in contact until needs are met. Our assistance is no longer needed. VCS helped me problem solve an ongoing bank and merchant accounting discrepancy. They ultimately reached out to the bank's corporate military affairs division to request additional support on my behalf. The bank's special action team looked over the case, identified the discrepancy, and gave me a permanent credit for the entire transaction amount. I am thankful for VCS's assistance throughout this entire process. I probably never would have gotten to this point without it. Another individual, I was unsure how to navigate from civilian employment back to federal employment until I found Your Next Mission, VCS program. The VCS representative was efficient and knowledgeable. They connected me with an organization that coached me on how to transition my civilian resume to a federal resume that met OPM standards. Thanks to VCS, I secured a job and feel confident about my future. I'm incredibly grateful for their assistance. Another individual, I couldn't be more thankful, the Your Next Mission VCS program. When my spouse was unable to work in the civilian sector, their team offered the resources I needed. With their help, they connected me to an organization that updated my resume, another organization that provided my family with free mental health support, and another organization that specialized in assisting veteran spouses find meaningful employment. Their connection to veterans' resources made all of the differences in my family's transition, and I highly recommend their services to any veteran family member in need. On a note, this is not a crisis hotline, and is not intended to replace professional mental health care. If experiencing a mental health emergency, dial 988 and press 1. Save the date. The 2025 Florida Mission of Mercy Veterans Dental Event will be March 20, 2025, Daytona Beach. The Florida Mission of Mercy Veterans First Initiative will provide free dental care to military veterans beginning on March 20, 2025 at Mainland High School at 1255 West International Speedway Boulevard in Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. You must register for an appointment. To register, call 1-800-877-9922. That's 800-877-9922. Florida Mission of Mercy is a charitable dental clinic that provides free dental care to the underserved and uninsured patients are seen on a first-come, first-served basis. Register for an arrival time on Thursday, March 20, to complete paperwork, x-rays, and dental exam. Return at 7 a.m. on Friday, March 21st, for the dental treatment. Services provided are dental exams, cleaning, fillings, extraction, and some root canals. Who can receive the treatment? Military veterans willing to wait in line who do not have medically compromising conditions can be treated. Photo identification, social security number, insurance information, other personal identification / documents is not required. Interpreters will be available to assist some languages, but please bring an interpreter if you do not speak English. Sedation and narcotics are not available. If you have a dental pain, please do not wait to seek help care, as this could be a sign of a serious condition. If dental pain is severe and accompanied by fever or swelling, go to the hospital emergency room immediately. For a list of low-cost dental clinics in the state, please visit fdacares.com. That's fdacares.com. For more information, you can visit flamom.org. That's flamom.org. And from your Bay Pines VA healthcare system, when veterans, family members, and caregivers come to our facility, we want them to feel welcomed, cared for, and engaged in their healthcare. Veterans have been asking for veteran-centric content within VA waiting rooms, and Bay Pines VA healthcare system is delivering. Most of the waiting rooms across our sites of care now have the Veteran News Network. available for viewing while veterans are awaiting their care. VNN, the Veterans News Network, is a television channel for veterans, produced primarily by veterans, that offers a fun and informative mix of specialized programming to honor, entertain, and inform veterans of the benefits and services they have earned. In the areas where VNN is installed, this network is the only one that will be available on those televisions. Veterans who watch VNN may experience an improved understanding of VA and the care they're eligible to receive. VNN content is designed to educate, empower, inspire, and improve the patient experience. In addition to being available in our waiting rooms, VNN is also available through simulcast to the VHA YouTube page. In the coming weeks and months, as we start to understand how VNN is being received by veterans, the VNN implementation team will identify specific topics that our veterans and staff would like to see covered on VNN. As a facility, we can also submit stories of interest to be played nationwide on VNN. So be sure to keep an eye out for stories that educate, inspire, and recognize our patients. If you have any feedback on how VHA can improve VNN, we encourage you to send your input to vnnfeedback@va.gov. That's vnnfeedback, all one word, @va.gov. Thank you for entrusting us with your healthcare needs. The Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall, brought to you by the VFW, Post 10095, April 17, 2025 to April 21st, 2025, Northeast Florida Fairgrounds in Callahan, Florida. The Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall. A 3/5 scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. that tours the country will be on display. will be on display in Nassau County from April 17, 2025, through April 21, 2025, at the Northeast Florida Fairgrounds. The wall stands 6 feet tall at the center and covers almost 300 feet from end to end. This traveling memorial stands as a reminder of the great sacrifices made during the Vietnam War. It was made for the purpose of helping heal and rekindle friendships and to allow people the opportunity to visit loved ones in their hometown who otherwise may not be able to make the trip to Washington. This free exhibit will be hosted by the town of Hilliard, the VFW Post 10095, and Hanging with Heroes Monthly Market. The American Military Historical Society of Florida will be joining us. You follow them on social media. Yeah. The free exhibit will be open to the public 24 hours a day from April 17, 2025 through April 21st, 2025 at the Northeast Florida Fairgrounds, which is located at 654-3378. That's 654-3378, US 1, Callahan, Florida, 32011. To sign up to volunteer during the multi-day event, you can do so at sign up. And so a couple of frequently asked questions. When will the wall be there? April 17th through April 21st, 2025. How can I volunteer? To sign up to volunteer during the multi-day event, you can do so at sign up. You can click any thumbnail image to view a slideshow. The wall fax is 110 kilobytes. The Vietnam Veteran Dinner is 1 megabyte. Itinerary is 373 kilobytes. Coming Soon Banner is 11 megabytes. For general questions, comments, or concerns, please reach out to the Hilliard Town Hall at the contact information below. The physical address is 15859 West County Road 108, Hilliard, Florida 32046. That's the physical address. The mailing address is P.O. Box 249, Hilliard, H-I-L-L-I-A-R-D, Florida 32046. The hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. The phone is 904-845-3555 and the fax is 904-845-1221. And this concludes our Veterans of News Report, brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed week.